البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome again to Ramadan Q&A series. As we speak today, inshallah ta'ala, about making up missed fasts. The first question is, what is preferred or what is more of a priority, fasting and making up the missed days of Ramadan or fasting voluntary days for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said the correct opinion is that it is permissible to fast voluntary days even if you have missed days that you haven't fasted from the month of Ramadan yet. And he said this is in regards to everything except the 6 days of Shawwal. For the 6 days of Shawwal and the virtue of the 6 days of Shawwal to take effect, then you have to completely fast the month of Ramadan and then do the 6 days of Shawwal as per the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستة من شوال. Whoever fasts the entire month of Ramadan then follows it with 6 days of Shawwal. So for the 6 days of Shawwal, to gain the virtue of fasting the entire year, you need to make up all the missed days from Ramadan and then fast the 6 days of Shawwal. That's how you gain the reward of fasting the whole year. Apart from that, let's say you delay fasting the or making up the fast that you missed in Ramadan, and the fasting of Muharram or the day of Arafah comes and you haven't fasted yet, then it is permissible for you to do some voluntary days for the sake of Allah. And you fast the day of Arafah voluntarily for the sake of Allah before you make up the missed days of Ramadan. But the scholars say, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي in the hadith, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَطْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ My servant, you know, Allah is telling you in a hadith Qudsi, which means, and my servant never draws to me, never tries to please me with anything that is more beloved to me than what I made obligatory upon him. So the preference is make up and fast the days that you've missed in Ramadan before you do any voluntary fasting. Otherwise, if you choose to do otherwise, there's no issue, inshallah ta'ala. As Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrated in a hadith, مَا كُنَّا نَقْضِي إِلَّا فِي شَعْبًا. And she said, we didn't have a chance to make up the missed days of Ramadan until Sha'ban comes, yani just before the following Ramadan. And that brings us to the second question. Do you have to make up your fasting before Ramadan comes? You know, do you have to make up the missed days of Ramadan before the following Ramadan? The scholars say yes, it is mandatory upon you to make up the missed days of Ramadan before the following Ramadan. And they use the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha as a dalil. قالت كان يكون علي الصيام من شهر رمضان فما أقضيه حتى يجيء شعبان. Hadith narrated by Bukhari Muslim. يعني she said, I used to have missed days of Ramadan and I wouldn't have a chance to make it up except in شعبان or until شعبان. يعني affirming that يعني you have the time limit between Ramadan and the following Ramadan. Ibn Qudama, he says, it is not permissible for you to deliberately delay making up the days of Ramadan till the following Ramadan comes or till after the following Ramadan comes. They say this is not permissible and you should not intentionally do that. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala, he also commented on this hadith of Aisha, and he said يؤخذ من حرصها على ذلك. You see from her determination that she had to make it in Sha'ban, أنه لا يجوز تأخير القضاء حتى يدخل رمضان الآخر. He said, from that hadith and her determination, Aisha رضي الله عنها, to finish and making up her missed days of Ramadan before the following Ramadan, the fact that it is mandatory for you to do it before Ramadan comes. طيب, if somebody doesn't make up his missed days of Ramadan until the following year, Ramadan comes, and he hasn't, subhanAllah, fulfilled the obligation of making up his missed days, what's the ruling in that regards? A lot of scholars say, if you do that intentionally, then after the second Ramadan comes, you have to pay kafara in addition to making up the days. So you still have to fast the days that you missed from the first Ramadan. And on top of that, you need to feed one poor person per day that's missed from the first Ramadan. Now, this is one opinion. The other opinion says, or the scholars say, it is sinful for you to deliberately, with no purpose or with no excuse, to delay making up the missed days of Ramadan until after the following Ramadan. That is a sin that you have to repent from. But they say all you need to do is make up the fasting of that day, and that's it. Now, the point of difference is that there is no hadith that affirms the obligation of paying a kafara if you delayed making up the fast till after the following Ramadan. But there are some narrations relating that opinion to some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's where the scholars differ. And Ibn Uthaymin rahimahullah ta'ala, he went for the opinion that if you delay it intentionally with no excuse, you don't have to pay kafara, but you still have to fast those days, wallahu a'lam. طيب, some sisters might ask that, مثلاً, a woman can say, I was pregnant for one Ramadan, then I gave birth, then I couldn't fast or make up any of these days till after the following Ramadan. Do I cop a sin? We tell her, no, inshallah ta'ala, there is no sin upon you. When you wean off your child and you can start fasting again, even if it's after the following Ramadan, then it is completely fine. You don't get a sin, you don't have to pay kafara. All you need to do is just make up the missed days of the first Ramadan, and if you missed any days of the second one as well, wallahu ta'ala a'lam. And that applies also for those who have sicknesses that last for a long time. Maybe somebody could get extremely ill for 1 year, they didn't have a chance to make up their days, then inshallah ta'ala, they don't cop a sin bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. When making up the days of Ramadan, do you have to do it continuously? SubhanAllah, some scholars said, yes, you should do it in a row. مثلا, if you miss 6 days of Ramadan, then you should fast them consecutively. But what we say is that the, SubhanAllah, opinion of the Jumhur and the Salaf, SubhanAllah, is that it is not mandatory for you to do all of these days consecutively. And if you missed 6 or 7 days of Ramadan, you can do it once a week. You can make up 1 day a week or 2 days a week, once a month, fast 1 day with the intention to finish all the days before the following Ramadan comes. Wallahu a'lam. Is there any conditions for you to delay the fasting of Ramadan till just before the following Ramadan? The scholars say, yani, Aisha used to delay her fasting from Ramadan till Sha'ban, the following year, before the next Ramadan comes, with the intention. You have to have the intention that I want to make it. I want to fast these days. I want to, subhanAllah, do it. Yani, have al-azm, something called al-azm. Al-azm ala al-qada. To have a certain intention that I'm planning to fast those missed days before the following Ramadan on this month or that month. Wallahu a'lam. If you start fasting a day that you've missed of Ramadan, so Ramadan comes and goes, you've missed a day in Ramadan due to sickness, you're fasting that day after Ramadan, are you allowed to break your fasting if you desire to break it with no valid reason? The scholars say it is not allowed. It is not allowed for you to break your fast on that day because it is a replacement of Ramadan, and in its turn, it takes a similar virtue, yani in general. We can say not the same virtue, but a similar one, where you are not allowed to break the fasting on that day, as Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned in his fatawa. May Allah have mercy upon him and our scholars. Ibn Baz also said, لا يجوز الإفطار إذا كان الصوم فريضة كقضاء رمضان. He said, it is not permissible for somebody to break his fast in the middle of the day if he's making up or if he's praying fasting an obligation like making up a day of Ramadan after Ramadan. If a person missed Ramadan for 2 or 3 years, or he has days or to make up for a couple of years, like a pregnant woman, she felt pregnant in the beginning of Ramadan the first year, The second Riya, she gave birth and she was breastfeeding. So she missed like literally two entire Ramadans. How does she compensate and make up the fasting? Or make up her fast? The scholars say, يكون القضاء مرتبا. You make up the days in order. So you make up the days that you have not fasted on the first Ramadan, and then you do the days that you've missed on the second Ramadan. You do them in order, wallahu alam. If you're making up a day of Ramadan, are you able to combine the intention of fasting, a voluntary fast, with making up the days of Ramadan? For that issue, we say you can't combine the two intentions, wallahu alam. What we say though, to Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, من صام يوم عرفة, whoever fasts day of Arafah, أو يوم عاشوراء وعليه قضاء من رمضان فصيامه صحيح. Whoever fasts the day of Arafah and the day of Ashura voluntarily, volunteering for the sake of Allah, not making up the days of Ramadan, while he has some missed days that he hasn't fasted yet, that's completely fine and permissible. But he says, subhanAllah, he says, لو نوى أن يصوم هذا اليوم عن قضاء رمضان حصل له الأجران. أجر عرفة وأجر يوم عاشوراء مع أجر القضاء. He said, but if he fasts the day of Arafah with the intention of making up a day of Ramadan, يعني only fast, you only fast with the intention of making up a day of Ramadan. That's it. If you do so, then inshallah ta'ala, he said, رحمه الله تعالى, that you inshallah, hopefully you get the reward of both. Fasting the day of Arafah and the reward of forgiving or being forgiven for a past and future year. On top of that, you've made up a day that you've missed from Ramadan. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.